For some years now, I've been going to the American history classes at the local high school, which has about, well, there are five classes with about 20 in each.
And that, you said, is Memorial High School
Yes,
here in Eau
Eau Claire.
Claire.
The teachers are two of them. One has three classes, one has two. Show my video, now it's on DVD, of course, to the class the day before I come. So the entire 50 minutes is questions. And they, as soon as I come in and I'm introduced, the hands just start going up. And they go up for an hour, almost an hour. And there's still some hands in the air when the bell rings. They're just, it's so exciting for me. It's tiring too, to stand on my feet from 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon with a half an hour break, 40-minute break for us. But the enthusiasm of these kids about the Korean War is really astounding to me, because they're getting a background in the Korean War that 90% or 95% of the American public has no idea about. It's called the Forgotten War, but I disagree. It's not forgotten. It was never known, and you can't forget something that you never knew. I came back to Cook County, and nobody, almost nobody, knew that about the war. Only those that, particularly the patients. I asked 25 young girls on the OB ward once if they had heard of Korea. This was almost 3 years after it started. One of them had heard of Korea, and that was because her brother had been there.
That's amazing.
It is.
I didn't realize that,
yeah.
that it has so little visibility
Yeah.
in the 50s.
And yet we had a dedication. I think that was that same year. Maybe that also stimulated my writing of the Korean War Veteran Monument in Washington, D.C.